Hello, and welcome to Around the Political World with John Rothman. I am your host, John Rothman. If you're a fan of the show, make sure to hit the follow button on the top right of Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you are listening at this very moment. When you hit follow, leave a review or share an episode with a friend. It helps other people discover the show, keeps us going, and as I like to remind you each and every day, it expands our base. Day two of a criminal trial involving a former president of the United States, Donald John Trump. It's an important moment in American political history. First, we have to decide what this trial is all about. Is it a persecution or a prosecution? Let's be clear that this is a serious question. For many Americans who support Donald Trump, this is simply a persecution. It is, in Donald Trump's own words, Joe Biden and his Justice Department trying to get Donald Trump. Of course, we know that isn't true. This is a state court action, and there is absolutely no interference by the Biden Justice Department. But nonetheless, there is a feeling of a cumulative response. That is to say, that the anger at the court and courts in general for going after Donald Trump becomes a serious question. But the second part of this, is it a prosecution? And the answer is, I believe it is. The prosecution of Donald Trump is proceeding in an orderly, logical fashion. There are some who will say, oh, but it's taking much, much too long. I'm glad that the wheels of justice grind slowly. But I am also glad that there is accountability. And I would remind you that persecution versus prosecution is really the theme that we will be dealing with on the campaign trail. Donald Trump will cry, I am being persecuted. And responsible Americans concerned with the rule of law will say, no, you are being prosecuted. Now there is another question which has emerged in a different case, a case that will go to the United States Supreme Court. Does a president have immunity from prosecution after he leaves office, while he's in office? And the answer is go back and read the United States versus Richard Nixon. What you will find in that classic case from 1974 is that a president has immunity to a degree, but if a criminal matter is involved, then that immunity dissolves, it disappears, because no one in America is above the law. Next question, can one find an objective jury? It's a very good question, because everybody I know has an opinion about Donald Trump. I think the question really boils down to whether or not we can find Americans who are willing to be fair. And let me explain what I mean by being fair. If I were on a jury dealing with Donald Trump, even though I oppose him on a host of issues, I really do. Those of you who listen to me know I'm no fan of Donald Trump. But in a case like this, there must be a singular focus, not on external issues, but on the issue at hand. Did Donald Trump try to obstruct the counting of the electoral votes in 2020? And the answer is, yes, he did. The election of 2020 and the actual vote counting in the United States Senate and January 6th, 2021, that is in the Senate chamber, but the House and the Senate working together, there was an attempt by Donald Trump to obstruct the counting of the electoral votes. And that, to me, is a crime. It is an obstruction of justice. It is an obstruction of the order which we have in this country. All you have to do is read the January 6th report, which is a remarkable document, and too few people have read it, to understand what Donald Trump conspired to do. Now, the argument is made, but he failed. It's true, he failed. But he failed because the American people understood what he had done. All you have to do is go back and hear what Mitch McConnell said, or even what then-Speaker McCarthy said. Actually, McCarthy wasn't yet Speaker, but he was the leader of the Republicans in the House of Representatives, condemning what Donald Trump did on January 6th. Do you understand we are now at a critical moment in the history of this great republic. Is it possible that justice will not be done? Oh, I need to comment on Clarence Thomas. I don't know where he is. The Supreme Court, as of the time I'm recording this podcast, has not indicated where Clarence Thomas is, but he's clearly not present. No one can force Clarence Thomas to recuse himself. That is an individual decision by a justice. But we should be aware that Clarence Thomas clearly has a bias. I want to be very clear about this. I don't say this to deprecate Clarence Thomas. His wife's record is clear. But I think it is important to know that as Donald Trump stands trial in a state court, that his attacks on the judge, his repeated contempt for the court, is a remarkable testimony to the fact that Donald Trump is unfit to be president of the United States. Let's be clear. When a defendant attacks the court repeatedly, continuously, there's a problem. And remember, there is a gag order on Donald Trump. It doesn't apply to the judge. It's very important to point that out because we need to hear what Donald Trump is really saying. So what does it all mean? It means that on November the 5th, when the American people go to the polls, we will have a clear choice. Do we want a man like Donald Trump? And this is just the beginning of his legal troubles. Do we trust him to do the right thing as president of the United States? A man who had to have a gag order placed on him. Well, you know, if you're president of the United States, there is no gag order. So this is a question for all of us to consider. And may I add, it is a matter that the Republican Party ought to consider before they meet in convention. I realize that the nomination is virtually locked up. I understand that the Republican Party has decided to commit itself again for the third time to the candidacy of Donald Trump as its candidate for president. But I also want to point out that the convention decision does not bind Republican voters to vote for Donald Trump. And hopefully Republican voters will understand clearly, precisely, unambiguously, the danger inherent in this man who on this day, for the second day in a row, and evidently for many days to come in the future, will be in a courtroom facing criminal charges. I don't believe that is the kind of person who the Republican Party should nominate for president. I don't believe it's the kind of person the American people need as their president. And I return to the idea of persecution versus prosecution. This is not a persecution. It is a prosecution. And the crimes which Donald Trump has committed and which he is accused of committing need to be aired so the American people can understand exactly who Donald Trump is and what he represents. And I would say he is a direct threat to American democracy. Judge him by his words. Judge him by his actions. It's very clear, is it not? Thanks for tuning into another episode of Around the Political World. I am John Rothman. Make sure to follow along and let me know your thoughts on the show by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts and sharing an episode with a friend or colleague so we can continue to grow and expand, which, of course, is our goal. You can interact with me on Facebook and LinkedIn. And, of course, my special appreciation to the wonderful producer of this program, Gogo Zoger. Thanks, Gogo. Around the Political World with John Rothman is up and running because of Gogo Zoger and because of all of you. I'll be back tomorrow, and we'll see where the political world has turned right here on Around the Political World with John Rothman. See you then.